With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican Senate candidate Mike Rogers tells Salem Radio Network the conflict in Israel has had an impact on the voting choices of Michigan's Muslim population.
Our Arab community is very, very angry at Democrats. It was a very solid Democrat vote in the past few elections, almost en bloc. And I think that the whole Israel situation now has made them turn on the Democrats, because remember, the Democrats were coming into that community saying, oh, I'll be with you. I'm for you.
Roger says Muslim voters in his state no longer trust the Democrat Party. Also at SRNnews.com, heightening tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea has said its frontline army units are ready to launch strikes on South Korea. The announcement by the North has ramped up pressure on its rival that it said flew drones and dropped leaflets over its capital, Pyongyang. South Korea has refused to confirm whether it sent drones, but warned it would sternly punish North Korea if the safety of its citizens is threatened. North Korea has accused South Korea of launching drones to drop propaganda leaflets over Pyongyang three times this month and threatened to respond with force if it happened again. I'm Karen Shamas.
A massive NASA spacecraft is ready to set sail for Jupiter and its moon Europa. The Europa Clipper will scour the Jupiter moon for the ingredients for life.
This is the first mission ever devoted to Europa. There have been spacecraft that have gotten up close and personal with Jupiter before, flybys, if you will, other missions. But really, the emphasis, the focus here is Europa.
Monday marks Columbus Day on the federal calendar. In New York, the 80th annual Columbus Day Parade will step off on Fifth Avenue, starting at St. Patrick's Cathedral and then heading north to 71st Street. This is SRN News. Some tips for preaching to atheists, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Barna Group has been asking people who don't believe in God what they want most from any Christian seeking to talk to them about faith. Number one is a desire that the Christian be willing to listen to the atheist without judgment. Non-believers also want to feel they're valued and loved no matter what their faith condition, suggesting that the key to reaching atheists with the gospel is a gentle approach that focuses on personal relationship first. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey finds, forget about affording food, abortion has passed inflation to become the top issue in the presidential election for women younger than 30. About 2 in 5 say abortion is their top concern. Several other studies indicate women in that age group, younger than 30, are less likely to vote than other eligible Americans. Analysts are not sure whether the abortion issue will be more helpful to Democrats or Republicans election day. This is SRN News. New polling suggests Kamala Harris is trailing former President Trump in key battleground states with key demographics, but also shows a lot of flip-flopping in different surveys. Bernie Bennett has more.
There's really no other way to put it. The race is a toss-up, a coin flip, too close to call, however you want to say it. That's a reality that poll after poll is showing, including a fresh one from the Wall Street Journal Friday morning that shows Harris narrowly leading in some states where she's been trailing in poll averages, and Trump leading in some states where he's been trailing. The Journal reports that across the full set of 4,200 swing state voters, Trump gets 46% support and Harris draws 45%. The survey finds that the race in every state, and therefore the presidential election, is too close to call. The Journal reports that by 10 percentage points, more say Trump than Harris would be better on handling the economy. By 16 points, voters favor Trump for handling immigration and border security, the number two issue of concern. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.